In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I wept loudly, John tells us, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look at it. I must admit to you that I have never wept about that. That's because if you keep reading, you see what happens when the scroll is opened. It afflicts the earth with wars, with plagues, with famines, and a whole lot more. Now we know that God often works through opposites, so that what appears evil to us may in fact be the work of God. For example, crucifixion appears evil to us, but in the hands of God, it brings salvation to the entire world. And when it comes to suffering in our own lives, we therefore try to cultivate endurance. We want to move people away from the world's view that says that suffering is to be avoided at all costs, and move them over to a Christian view that says that suffering is to be accepted. Accepted as a part of our vocation, as a cross that we bear, so that when the duties that are associated with being a mother or a father or a professor or a student are difficult or unpleasant, we faithfully carry them out anyway for the good of our neighbor. We accept the suffering rather than flee from it. We accept it. But long for it? Weep because the catastrophe that would totally annihilate the lifestyle that we have grown accustomed to has not yet been unleashed on the earth? Must we despise the first article blessings of peace and security that God gives us in our daily lives through His left-hand kingdom? How can we live with a theology like that? Maybe John didn't know what the scroll contained. Maybe as readers we have privileged information, and if John had had that information, then maybe he would have wished for something else. Or maybe John is the one with the privileged information, and maybe we're the ones who are missing out on something. The reason we feel threatened by the catastrophes described in Revelation is because we have a fundamental misconception about our own lives. We tell ourselves that our life is pretty good, and that we hate to lose out on all of this through some catastrophe. But if there is one thing that is clear in the book of Revelation, it's that our lives are not all right. We are in the midst of a battle with beastly forces that we can only begin to understand. And the forces of the enemy shoot through every action, every relationship that we engage in, no matter how noble or godly we think they are. Take one of the most foundational distinctions in Lutheran theology, for example, the distinction between law and gospel. The formula of Concord says that it is a particularly glorious life, and it is. But it is also a kind of witness against us that there is something very wrong with our lives. Because there is something weird in it about having to be confronted all heaven and have you understand.